All right. Well, I think I see a lot of familiar faces, but in case you don't know, I'm Larissa Lee. I've been going to this church for a while now. It's a minor understatement, but this Sunday was graciously given to us by our leadership, us meaning the C20s. The C20s is a young adults group within this church. You see a lot of us here. And we have awesome leadership in this church. I don't know how rare you think this is or if you don't think about it too much, but not too many pastors have I found that would just be like, here, young adults, you can have this Sunday service and feel free to minister in the way that God leads you. And so that's a huge blessing. That's a huge gift. And that's actually very rare, just being in different churches. When I was in Texas, I lived in Texas for 3 years. I church hopped a lot, which probably isn't the greatest. I church hopped for like a year. it's like different churches every week. But just experiencing a lot of different leadership and stuff, that is very rare. So I'm thankful, and I know we are thankful to the leadership here just to give us that opportunity. And so I'm going to take that opportunity and just minister as I feel the Lord is leading me. And as a church family, I just ask for grace on your part, whatever is going to transpire up here. So, but anyway, I'm just going to get right into it, dive right into it. When praying about the service, we all felt like we wanted it to be something simple and encouraging. That was kind of our theme. We just want to keep it simple. The KISS method, keep it simple, stupid, is what that is. You could substitute that if you'd like. But and just encourage the body. And so as I was praying about what to speak about, what would be encouraging, I came up, I feel like the Lord gave me these words. And so I just want to ask you for however long this takes me, just to really tune in and to listen, not just with your ears, but to listen with your spirit, the things that the Lord illuminates to you through his word and through whatever may be spoken, just really to take that and to really listen to that. So I don't know how long this could take. This could take like 10 minutes. This could take, you know, whatever, but such is life. So anyway, I've titled this time, My King Is, okay? And first off, just out of curiosity, My King Is. If somebody were to come up to you on the street, you didn't know them, you were shopping, you were in JCPenney's, you were in the clothing section, and they came up to you and they just flat out, tell me about Jesus. Like, what would be the first thing out of your lips? Would there be, for example, would there be a stuttering? Would there be a surprise? Would there be like a, well, he's Jesus? And or what would be your response? So just think about that with me. Just like envision this. Someone who's just like, just tell me about Jesus. What would your response be? And I want you to hold this thought. We're going to come back to it. I want to talk today about speaking the word, keeping a right perspective, and also to challenge us to be being filled with the word continually. So first time, I just want to talk about ourselves. We all like to talk about ourselves, so we'll start there. So often we are aware of who we are or who we're not, or we're aware of things like what we don't have or what we do have, or comparison sometimes plays into how we view ourselves, our perspective on ourselves. But so often I wonder, and I question this in my life quite often, am I more aware of who I am than who the Lord is? Could I give an answer just as naturally about the Lord as I would about myself, you know? I think sometimes there are two perspectives. You can have a horizontal perspective where everything's here, eye level, and everything is, you know, in this world, and you have your life and your job and everything, and that's good. It's good to be responsible. It's good to think about things. It's good to have a job and think through your life and stuff like that. But sometimes I wonder how vertical our perspective is, how much we turn our eyes towards the Lord and we frame our life in that perspective. So, yeah, sometimes I just wonder in my life, if this is the Holy Spirit convicting you, go for it. If not, you get to hear about me. We're more aware of who we are than who he is sometimes. I want to talk about a little bit about our words. Let's begin with others. if, say, a friend comes up to you and out of their, they just have a problem, something happened, a circumstance, something they couldn't control happened, and they're freaking out, and they're like, ah, what should I do? What is the first thing that comes out of your mouth? Is it, you know, oh, tough break, you know, or like, well, hang in there, buddy, gotta go, or like, what is it? Is it something encouraging? Is it something that points them to the Word, something that points them to the Lord? Is it something that helps them realign their perspective on truth and on the Lord, or is it just some, like, something we come up with? And I don't know about you guys, but when I give advice just from the top of my head, it's not always the greatest. Usually comes out, just stop, or something like that. But does it encourage them, and does it rightly align their perspective when they're having a hard time? Or, you know, is it something kind of we came up with? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 5:20. And I guess I'll turn there too. And this is Paul speaking. Y'all know the Apostle Paul. Verse 2 Corinthians 5, verse 20. And he's talking about being ambassadors for Christ. And it says, now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God were pleading through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be reconciled to God. For a second, let's talk about ambassadors for a minute. How many of you guys know anything about earthly ambassadors? Yes? Show of hands. This is not a rhetorical question. Good. Awesome. Usually my questions aren't rhetorical, so go ahead and answer. I'm going to come around with the mic. Keep your hands up. This is audience participation day. Woo! So I like hearing what you have to say. Tell me a little bit what you know about ambassadors. Yes, you
get your hand up. Well, an ambassador represents another country, our country in another country.
And he is protected, like at the embassy, he is protected by our country, our soldiers, and it's a sovereign nation within a nation, I would say. An ambassador is running that.
Awesome. Does anybody have anything to add to that? What an ambassador is? Yes.
An ambassador is well provided for, yes, by the country that they represent.
Yes.
They don't walk around and, you know, just crud. They, you know, they look good. They are well provided for. The country that sent them wants, mm-hmm, to make a good impression upon the country that they are in.
Yes. Awesome. Anything else? One last person? Anybody? Yeah?
They're chosen and authorized to represent whomever.
Yeah. Awesome. So we had some great answers. It's good. Here's why I asked you, is I was not ready to give a definition myself, but basically an ambassador is all of those things. He's representing a different country, and he goes on behalf of another. So say the president of the United States cannot go to Africa. So he sends an ambassador in his place. He represents him, and he has the authority and the power backing him as he goes of that country. So he's going on behalf of another and the authority of another. And Pastor Roger had a great point, is he's fully provided for. Any ambassadors, like, they are well taken care of. They have money, they have authority, they have power to do their job, to get it done. And in this passage, in 2 Corinthians 5, he says that we are ambassadors for Christ. So let's put that into context here. We are representing another. So we are representing the Lord. We are on this earth. It says that we are strangers on this earth. We are aliens in this world, passing through but not of this world. And we are ambassadors of Christ. We are put here by the Lord to shine for him, to represent him in any and all situations. And we are well taken care of. We are well taken care of. Believe it or not, it It's still true. We are well taken care of. And so my point with that is, as ambassadors of Christ, we go on his behalf. So when people are coming up to us and, you know, they force you to have an impromptu counseling session with them, you know, they have all these problems, they're like, what do I do? And you're like, we represent the Lord, and we should be the image of Christ in every place we go, the fragrance of him in every place we go. And also, truth should come out of our mouth. We represent him, so we should speak on his behalf. So when people are having a problem, we should be the first to bring and confront them with truth, not confront in a bad way that might have negative connotation, to present them with truth. We should be the first to do that. We are ambassadors of Christ. And the verse that talks about the diffusing the fragrance of the knowledge of Christ in every place we go, that's in 2 Corinthians 2:14. We're not going to turn there, but if you're taking notes, go for it. Even the very name Christian, if you break that down, it's to be Christ-like or to be a little Christ. So you're to be the shadow of the real thing. You're to be the little mini-me in senses of who the Lord is. And sometimes I feel like sometimes we don't speak up, or I'll just put this on me. Sometimes I don't speak up because it's uncomfortable to. You don't want to be the person to be like, it feels awkward when people are having a hard time and everybody else is kind of agreeing with them and kind of like, yeah, a tough break. Well, maybe you should go back and tell them what to think or, you know, whatever. And you are the one who's going to come and bring truth, which a lot of times isn't the same perspective of this world. Anytime it's not the same perspective of this world. And you're going to be the one who's going to kind of probably stand out in that situation. And sometimes that in the flesh, that makes us feel uncomfortable. Like, oh, I don't really want to be the one to say this out loud or something. But again, it comes back to we are ambassadors. It's okay for people to feel the light that you shine. It's okay for people to feel that.